It's Audio Gravity, 24th of April 2009, Friday. How you all doing? So been playing around with a few little applications over the last 24 hours, and I've got a huge list of stuff that I want to go through today. I was looking at, I just popped into my head yesterday about the Microsoft Surface because I saw a banner on some site, and I decided to go looking at the Surface again, and I fell on a company called Ideum, IDEUM.com. And I found something really quite interesting, that these guys have developed this Microsoft-like Surface using a HD television, a 720p screen, very high quality, very, very durable, very sort of made for galleries and exhibitions, high traffic areas. I couldn't find anywhere to talk about a price, but I'm guessing they're going to be cheaper than the Microsoft Surface. They have got a Twitter account, although they're not replying to it, so it's a bit useless to have a Twitter account that they don't get any feedback from. But anyway, one of the products that they also do is a thing called Editor One, which is online video editing made easy. I'll put it in the show notes, but it's Ideum, IDEUM.com/products/mashup. And visitors can create and publish their own video mashups directly on your website. Unique application available to museums, nonprofits, university, public television stations, and educational organisations. Now, it only allows them to mash up something for, I think it was three minutes maybe? Or was it 60 seconds? Either way, it was just this really interactive thing that ran on the screen, I presume, so they can move bits about and mash it up, put transitions in, put titles in it. I just thought that was a really interesting concept, and maybe if they've got, I know they've got a hosted service where you can connect to their API and plug it into your own site, and I'm just thinking from a responder, Reuters type of perspective, for remote users to be able to mash bits up and then save them and then post them to their friends. Quite a nice little touch. Another thing that I saw on the iPhone yesterday is an application called the Ego app. Now, first things first, you start to think, well, you know, do we need any more sort of apps to promote egos in any way? This actually isn't that sort of thing. It's to find out. It's a condensed iPhone application where you can check your feed burner, Google Analytics, Mint, Squarespace, and Twitter all in one application. It's really nicely designed. I think they've stolen a few of the ideas from Mint in the way that their widget works, but that's all right because they do a real good job of it. I don't think it was too expensive. It's a really cool little app, ego-app.com. Check it out. If you use any of those services, it's worthwhile to have it all in one place, I guess, if you're doing some kind of promotion thing. And I've just noticed from their little screen preview that you can actually drag and drop bars where you want them, because I was putting in loads of Twitter accounts last night and I realized that they were all, you know, all over the place. Really useful if you're doing a promotion or advertising or a campaign to see if, you know, traffic's picked up in a day or so, I guess. What else today? Quick promotion, me.dm/link/Denmark. We still need your comments to get me and Christian over to Denmark, 48 hours to cover it via social media. Pictures, live blogging, streaming, Flickr. We'll build a mashup for Respond for it. In the next hour, I will be putting a video either on YouTube, probably on YouTube, the new ammo boxes. I have them here. They're incredibly solid. They're airtight, watertight, bomb-proof probably. Really solid boxes, and looking forward to building these up for Sleepy Dog because they're going to be going all over the place. I imagine maybe Ireland or elsewhere. I know there's an amplified being organised for Ireland, and I definitely know there's one for the Midlands. 1 minute left. Also, I've been experimenting with the Shoutcast server for doing live podcasts. That's using Urbacaster and Shoutcast and a thing called Nicecast, which sends out the stream to a Nicecast server. If you do a search on the App Store for Shoutcast Radio, it's a free application. When I do a live podcast next, if you do a search in there for Aural Gravity, A-U-R-A-L, when you see it in the list, if you favorite it, then next time I do a post to say that we're doing it live, if you're out and about and you're nowhere near a computer, you can listen in to our live podcast through your iPhone. Very, very, very cool. I've got about 6 or 7 other things to tell you about, but I've got 10 seconds to do it. It's not going to happen, so I'll have to save them for tomorrow. Cheers for tuning in. I'll catch you later. Have a good day. Have a good Friday night. Bye.